Davis, Marion. Balaclava, Victoria, Australia. March 22, 1898. Dear Sister, I will not repeat to you the things written in the letter to W.C. White, but will say we are home again and you can read his letter. I am feeling some stronger and would be much pleased to be at home next week. We would leave here at once if I felt clear to do so, but I may go this week to Ballarat. If so, cannot come, as I would be pleased to do. We had a very pleasant ride on the boat. There was nothing at all like seasickness. I spoke Sabbath afternoon in a little old brick church. Brother Robinson spoke in the evening. He also was present at the Sabbath school and reviewed the lesson. Sunday afternoon, I spoke in the hall. Above 100 people were present. I had special freedom on Sabbath and also on Sunday afternoon. Brother Robinson spoke in evening. Had a sandstorm just before the evening meeting, and the dust drove before the wind with great force. This was about meeting time, and there were not quite as many attended the meeting, but Brother Robinson was very free and his subject interesting. I shall probably remain in Balaclava over the next Sabbath, then go to Ballarat the following Sabbath, April 2nd, and unless something special demands, shall, the following week, be en route for Sydney. Tarry there over one Sabbath, maybe, if the house is done, ready to dedicate. Well, I hope everything is moving in steady lines at home. I was very sorry to learn that Brother Tucker has been unwell. I hope all will see that he has all done for him that should be. Now that cold weather has come, that old curtain may be removed and a good fire kept. Wood costs us nothing but to prepare it, and certainly this can be done. I cannot say much about the matter of writing, but as I have strength with my speaking, I will do my best, and may the Lord help me. I felt the freedom of old times last Sabbath afternoon, and the Spirit of the Lord seemed to be diffused to the little company assembled. I know not if I have any more to write. If I live, it should be forthcoming. I hope you will not drive things now as you have done. Take time to ride out. There is the Israel carriage and the horse Jesse. Just go whenever you like. Take someone with you and drive out in the open air. You can be your own teamster. Take Brother Tucker down to the post office and not let him walk. This close confinement of yourself is not according to health principles. But I insist that you take exercise, both walking and riding. I have not written home much of anything because I have had no vitality to write. I have very ill turns, and I will not talk about it, but will try to do my best in every place. I will not complain, for certainly the Lord is better unto me than my fears. I will trust in Him at all times and in all places. Much love to the family. Dear Sister Marion, there is some more among my belongings. I can hardly tell where, since so much has been removed from my room. But there is, in manuscript of yellow or pink, pages of writings never copied in regard to Brother Miller and the office. If you can find it readily, have Minnie copy it if she can. If not, send it as it is. I have had so many things to write in reference to some things here that Maggie has been pretty busy at times. I wish to read some things in reference to the Echo office in connection with Brother Miller and his separating from the office. I have the matter sent to Brother Daniels, but there are some things important. Finding it, then let it go. I can read after I come home. The pages are loose from the pasteboard in some of my telescope baskets.